Welcome to our podcast on Granton Harbour.
My name is Zach.
My name is Heavy.
My name is Bailey.
We're from Victoria Primary.
Granton is a district of the north of Edinburgh. Granton forms a part of the waterfront along the Firth of Forth and has historically been an industrial area because of its large harbour.
The area was named after the 17th century Granton Castle, which has now been demolished. The castle was built next to Granton Burn. The name Granton is presumed to have come from Grantstown or Grantston, which is another word for hill.
Granton was developed because of the need for a harbour. The Haven Harbour, further towards Leith, was used for fishing, and leaf docks were quite small and rose and fell with the tides, so a harbour area was needed for bigger ships used for the import and export of goods.
The village of Granton grew as the harbour was developed. The fifth Duke of Baileach started in this 1836. Lighthouse engineer Robert Stevenson was in charge of the development, which was complete in 1863. Granton Quarry to the west of the harbour was developed to provide stone to build the harbour. The quarry went on to be used in the building of Holyrood Palace and Nelson's Column in London.
Once the harbour was built, the Duke needed a railway line to transport the goods to and from the ships. He invested some money in the Edinburgh Leith and New Haven Railway Line, which opened from Canal Street Railway Station in 1842. After the Trinity Crescent Station was destroyed in a storm, the line was extended to the middle pier at Granton Harbour.
A ferry train began to operate in 1850 between Granton and Burn Island in Fife. The paddle steam Leviathan carried the trains, which was the main way to get across the Firth until the fourth bridge was completed in 1890. This would carry passengers and eventually cars across the Firth of Forth until the 1960s.
Granton Gas Works used to be one of the most recognisable features of Edinburgh's waterfront. Three blue gasometers were visible for miles around, including from Fife. Two of these structures were built in the 1930s and 1970s, have now been demolished. The third one is a listed building because of its Victorian industrial architecture.
Granton Harbour was famous for its export of coal and supplies for making paper. It was also the base for the Scottish Lighthouse Board. Boats used to take lighthouse keepers and their supplies out to the lighthouses around the coast of Scotland.
Seabirds are a key feature of the Granton waterfront. When the tide is out, areas of rock and mud are exposed and provide feeding grounds for oyster catchers, turnstone, red shank and curlew. They feed on worms and mussels, amongst other things.
Species of seabirds such as elder ducks, black-beaked gulls and cormorants can be seen in the open sea. These birds will mostly feed on fish. Sometimes gannets can be seen diving into the sea from great heights to catch fish in the water.
Granton Harbour is also home at terns, which roost and nest on pontoons and the harbour wall. A floating pontoon has been built there for seals to sun themselves on. Cormorants also do the same, sitting on them with their wings spread out.
The area around Granton has been under lots of renovations in recent years and is now becoming a popular place to visit.